It's somewhat of a sacred cow on the landscape of Australian politics, and Federal Labor is considering whether to dispatch it. The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, has left open the idea of going to an election with a policy of winding back negative gearing. It's been applauded by economists of the view that investors are competing with home buyers and driving up property prices. Peter Donald reports.
It might not be popular. More than 1 million Australians invest in property and use it to reduce their tax bill, costing the federal budget up to $5 billion a year in revenue it doesn't get. But Labor might, just might, be prepared to wind back negative gearing for future investors in property. The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, was pressed about it last night by Lee Sales on 7:30.
Negative gearing is on the table. Is something you're having a look at?
Well, what I said last time was that any changes we took to negative gearing would be taken to the next election. Our principle would be that people who've invested in good faith with existing rules shouldn't be disadvantaged, and anything we do should not take away from new housing stock, which is very important for housing affordability. And I also, I think, said to you that I didn't envisage either side of politics abolishing negative gearing in its entirety. But of course, when everything is being examined in a tough fiscal situation, any responsible opposition would be considering a range of measures, but we'll be upfront about anything we do before the next election.
Only last week, the Prime Minister ruled out changes to negative gearing. He was backed last night by the Social Services Minister, Scott Morrison. He spoke to the former Labor Minister, now presenter on Sky TV, Graham Richardson, who argued negative gearing is a tax break for the wealthy.
That is actually not
true. Mate, the butler out there suburbs on 70 grand with the three kids, how many extra houses do you reckon he owns?
You'd be surprised how many people, particularly in small business, who don't earn a lot of money, who have invested through negative gearing into properties to provide for their own retirement. That is a fairly common practice, and I know plenty of people on meagre incomes. No, not even in a super scheme. They've just done it for their kids, they've done it for themselves, and they've made big sacrifices to do it.
Ken Morrison from the Property Council of Australia is another who says property investors are everyday Australians and that they help by providing rental accommodation.
80% of people who own investment properties and negative gear them are actually on salaries of $80,000 or less. So this is actually something that middle Australia uses to help build their household wealth, build for their future, provide security for their families. This is not a rich person's toy. This is not for the rich and famous. This is for middle Australia saving to get ahead.
Not so, argues Saul Eslake, chief economist with Bank of America, Merrill Lynch Australia. He says the $80,000 a year earned by 80% of property investors is their income after they've minimised their tax. Instead, Mr. Eslake points to Reserve Bank figures that show 60% of the money borrowed for property investment is borrowed by those on the top 20% of incomes.
I can't think of anything that would provide more assistance to the increasing proportion of Australian young people and even middle-aged adults who would like to be homeowners than getting rid of negative gearing.
Economist Saul Eslake ending Peter Donald's report.